field, what happens to the Republican Party at that point?
Kevin, I don't know. You know, Donald Trump still has, you know, a lot of my people still, hey, really like Trump. And, you know, hey, there's a lot of things I really like about Donald Trump, too. But we have primaries for a reason. You know, you have primaries to, you know, really make people better candidates. You know, they test you, they steal you. And, you know, my hope is whoever comes out of this process, whether it's Ron DeSantis or Donald Trump or whoever it is, that this process is going to make them better candidates. It's going to educate them about where we should be as a country when they're hearing from normal people out on the campaign trail who are telling them what their challenges are, what their worries are. So, you know, whether it's Trump or DeSantis or Tim Scott or Vivek or whoever, you know, we have these things for a reason. So, you know, I'm not about, hey, we need to circumvent it. Everybody needs to get, you know, behind somebody now. No, I want to see how this plays out. And this is their interview, right? This is their interview with the American people, you know, first the party, but ultimately the American people to say, hey, here's how I want to govern. Here's how much I've actually listened to you, the folks that I want to hire me, you know, in terms of what you think we need to do as a country.
Let me ask you, Donald Trump has said he may not debate. Should he debate? Should he be on that debate stage with 8 or 10 other candidates?
I think Donald Trump is one of the most charismatic politicians I've ever seen, I've ever met in person and seen on a debate stage. I think that's one of his strengths, honestly.
And you'd like to see him on the debate stage? Do you think it would help or hurt the
Look,
party?
I think anybody who wants this job should debate. Yeah, I think it's something that they should do.
Well, we will find out. The first debate, August 23rd in Milwaukee. Hopefully, in fact, I think it's a great opportunity for Trump to soften his message and go right after women and independence. I really think that would be good for him as a candidate, whether he'll do it or not, or whether he'll sit one out. I just don't know. It's going to be fascinating to see how this all plays out. Paul, thanks so much, man. It's always good having you on and get your expertise locally, nationally. It's always fun to talk to you.
Hey, good talking to you too, Kevin. Godspeed, buddy.
There you go. Paul Enos, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
All personal injury attorneys are not the same. Sure, we all claim to do the same things, but that's where the similarities between Lerner & Rowe and all other law firms end. Lerner & Rowe was recently named the second most influential law firm in the country, and we've collected billions of dollars for our clients, with over $1 billion in the last 5 years alone. If you want real results after you've been hurt in a car wreck, call Lerner & Rowe today.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Multi-state offices. Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Every 2 seconds, a hospital patient needs a life-saving blood transfusion. Every 2 seconds, there's an urgent need for blood donation. Every second matters. In an emergency, doctors may face impossible choices. Who gets blood and who must wait? Will you roll up a sleeve and give? Because of you, life doesn't stop. Donate blood. Make your appointment today at Vitalant.org.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It is Live and Local. It is hard to believe that the first debate, the first Republican debate, will be August 23rd in Milwaukee. It's not Milwaukee, it's Milwaukee. That's the way they say it up there. Anyway, we're gonna have I don't know how many debate candidates on the stage. We don't even know if Donald Trump's going to be on the stage. I hope he does, and for the reasons we talked about just a couple minutes ago. The fact that it's a golden opportunity before, 20, 30, 40 million people to show a kinder, gentler version of Trump to women and to independents. I'd love to see that. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Finlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall. We offer the biggest selection of new Mazda vehicles.
And a 132 as we check out your conditions on the roadways right now. Heavy volumes through the resort area of Interstate 15. Northbound at Sunset, you're pretty much bumper-to-bumper through there. Southbound at Flamingo. Remember that Tropicana exit ramp is closed. On Interstate 15 southbound, the Frank Sinatra ramp is closed on 15 North. Several new accidents since we last spoke. Russell and McLeod, Audrey and Harmon, Charleston and Rancho. Also, crews are cleaning up incidents Maryland and Bridger, Bermuda at Pebble. And those lane restrictions continue on Charleston both directions. That's between Pecos and Lamb Boulevards.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive.
Daring deep out in the center, and that ball's out of here! Mickey Moniak goes to dead center.
The call on the Angels Radio Network. 5-2 the win over the Diamondbacks. Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout homered in the same game for the 30th time this season. The Angels earning the win despite 12 strikeouts from Arizona starter Zach Gallen. The Mets beat the Giants 8-4. Pete Alonso hit a two-run homer in the rain hours after making his third All-Star team. Alex Wood suffered the loss. He gave up 5 runs, 4 of them earned in 1 2/3. The Royals beat the Dodgers 9-1 on Sunday. Nicky Lopez matched a career best with 4 RBI. Michael Garcia and Bobby Witt Jr. drove in 2 runs each. They finally wrapped up a series win. They had been winless in their previous 12 series. Tony Gonsolin suffered the loss for the Dodgers. He allowed 4 runs on 6 hits over 3 2/3. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Your home is the place where you know your loved ones are secure. But the things that keep your home protected can't keep pests at bay. That's where Raid comes in. For 60 years, Raid scientists have worked to protect people around the world. With trusted research, ingredients, testing standards, and product efficacy, Raid seeks to create a better future for all. Especially the ones you love most. Raid. Protection for all.
50% off everything is yours for a limited time through July 6th during the Endless Summer event at Banana Republic Factory. Celebrate the season with linen suiting, breezy dresses, timeless neutrals, and more. Only at your nearest Banana Republic Factory store.
Attention small business owners. Did you know you may have overpaid your payroll taxes during COVID? A 10-minute call to Omega Accounting Solutions could save you thousands. Call 800-300-9ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Donald Trump, you either love him or hate him. There doesn't seem to be a middle ground. But there are some things you can say about him that are distinctively good, that even liberals would end up saying, well, you know, okay, he's good on that particular issue. One of those issues, which I found interesting, and gentleman Jim found this, the issue of slavery. What about it, Jim?
Well, it's really interesting because there are a lot of people at the head of our government right now that if you trace their roots, and this is a Reuters report, so you can do your own research on that, and every single former president that is living today, Jimmy Carter, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and even Barack Obama, all have ties. Barack Obama through his white mother, by the way, all have ties in their family history to slavery. And the only one who doesn't is, believe it or not, Donald Trump.
That is amazing.
Donald Trump's family came here after the Civil War, after Americans abolished slavery. The first Republican president, by the way, for those history buffs, Abraham Lincoln. So, yeah, isn't that interesting? And not only, it doesn't stop there. Of the 536 representatives, at least 100 descend from slaveholders, the 536 representatives in the Senate and the House.
Currently in the House and Senate?
Currently in the House and Senate.
Wow.
Again, this is the Reuters report. Do your own research. But according to Reuters, 28 members of the Senate, and they're represented from both parties, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, Tom Cotton, Republicans.
Southern states.
Yeah. Democrats, Elizabeth Warren. We thought she was Pocahontas.
Yeah, I thought she was Native American.
Tammy Duckworth. Yeah. Tammy Duckworth, another one.
Sorta.
Yeah. Maggie Hassan is yet another name.
That's incredible.
Democrats. So they dug deep on this one. And believe it or not, of all of those names that we just mentioned, the only one who doesn't have ties to slavery is Donald Trump.
That is amazing. I love that. And I'll be honest with you, I had no idea until you brought it up to me in our production meeting.
Yes.
I had no idea. None. Zero. Nada. That it was pronounced. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. More from Gentleman Jim coming up in just a little bit. Also coming up, Stephen Miller is a close advisor to Donald J. Trump, and there have been a number of anti-Trump leaks. Like the latest for those of you that haven't been following it, CNN obtained an audio tape. I wonder where they got it. This is a piece of evidence in the documents trial, an audio tape that is being attributed to Donald J. Trump, and I have no doubt that it's Donald J. Trump, but it's an anti-Trump leak. I wonder where they got it. How many people had access to that tape, and why is it just now coming out? That's the question I would ask. We'll let you hear from Stephen Miller about those anti-Trump leaks. We'll do that and a whole bunch more coming up. Stay with us. Don't you dare touch that dial right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, federal license number MB 4265. NMLS number 64367. Hello, fellow Republicans. I'm Jill Douglas, and I'm running for chairwoman of the Clark County Republican Party. Qualified, trustworthy, and proven leadership is imperative for us, Republicans in Clark County, to win races in 2024 and to work together to build a strong, energized, well-funded, and well-managed county party. There is no other path to victory. The most important in-person vote is on Tuesday, July the 18th. I'm asking for you to attend and vote for me as the next Clark County Republican Party chairwoman. Success breeds success. My career of 30 years in the same industry in a 40-year marriage to a military husband raising four children to becoming successful adults and a loving grandmother to eight grandchildren. Give me the foundation of family values, personal responsibility, and loyalty to family and community, and are my strengths for this position. I would appreciate your vote on July the 18th for chairwoman of the Clark County Republican Party, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fix-It.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It was really a sorry exhibition by Karine Jean-Pierre, the president's press secretary. Here is a little montage of the repartee between Karine Jean-Pierre and the White House press corps. It's starting to get nasty. Listen to this.
The president invited his son Hunter to the state dinner last night. I'm wondering if you could take us into the thinking and decision-making of why the president decided to invite
him. I'm just not going to get into family discussion, personal family discussion. As you know, Hunter is his son. I'm just not going to get into it.
Let me ask you this. If Hunter Biden wasn't the president's son, would he have invited someone who had just reached a plea agreement with federal prosecutors?
Well, a couple of things. Again, that's his son. He's a family member. It is not uncommon for family members to attend events at the White House. You could look at past presidents. I'm sure you have. So that is not uncommon. As it relates to anything related to Hunter, I'm just not going to respond to it from here.
Can I follow up on that?
Okay. No, I just called in some way. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, Kirby wouldn't answer James's question, though. Are you going to answer the question? Not a reasonable question to ask when the President of the United States was involved, as this message seems to suggest, in some sort of a coercive conversation for business dealings by Assange. Is that something, if he wasn't, then maybe you should tell us?
So here's the thing, I appreciate the question. I believe my colleague at the White House Counsel has answered this question already, has dealt with this, has made it very clear. I just don't have anything to share outside of what my colleagues have shared, and so I would refer you to him and the DOJ. Just not going to comment from here. What I can tell you is I know that my colleague has dealt with this. He addressed this at the White House Counsel. I just don't have anything else to share. I just answered the question. I just answered the question.
No, you didn't. Yes or no, was the President involved in the shakedown attempt?
Stephen, I just answered the question. It's not up to you how I answer the question. I just answered the question by telling you my colleagues at the White House Counsel has dealt with this, and I would refer you to them. Go ahead.
Can you just remind us what your colleague said from the White House Counsel so we have it?
I would refer you to them, and they will share their statement with all of you.
My question is about your statements from that podium. You've stated that the President stands by his comment from the 2020 campaign that he never once discussed his son's overseas business dealings with his son. And you stood at that podium, and you reaffirmed that. Do you stand by your reaffirmation?
I will say is nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. And I will leave it there. Anything else, I will refer you to the White House Counsel.
This is not a change?
I just answered the question. You just asked me, does my statement change? I just told you nothing has changed. That's answering the question. Go ahead.
Was there 2 days
Go ahead. Prior. Stephen, I'm calling on your colleague right now. Go ahead.
Thank you. To follow up on my colleague, is there anything that you can say with regard to this text message and what the President's son was alleging? Was the President there or not?
I would refer you to my colleagues at the White House Counsel. They have addressed this, and I refer you to them. Go ahead.
Karine, have you spoken to the President about this? Have you asked him whether he was there with his son on July 30th?
This is not a conversation that I've had with the President. Again, I would refer you to the White House Counsel.
Do you plan to have that conversation
No.
with the President?
No.
Did the President speak with the Attorney General at all
last
night?
I cannot say if the President had a conversation with the Attorney General last night. What I can refer you to is the White House Counsel's office as it relates to the allegations. They've already addressed this. This is something for them to deal with. I refer you to the Department of Justice on anything else if you don't want to speak to the White House Counsel's office.
And there was reporting earlier in the week that after the plea agreement was reached by Hunter Biden, that the President felt relieved that part of it was behind him. Is that true?
I cannot speak to the President's mindset. Again, I would refer you.
I just love that. Karine Jean-Pierre is the President's press secretary. And you notice the White House press corps is kind of like a junkyard dog. Once they get onto it, they won't let go. And that is exactly what we have found over the last couple of days at the presidential podium. I think it's amazing how the media has suddenly found this story, and they're going with it. They're going with it. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share our American stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life insurance.